This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Big O, tell Joshua that Greg Popovich won with the Spurs, and I'm sure that he and the players had different backgrounds. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Marine guy. What's it called? The military guy, for sure. For sure. Yeah, I don't think every coach comes from the hood. I don't think every player comes from the hood. I just don't think that. I think leaders have to learn how to connect with everybody. Somebody rich, somebody poor, somebody educated, somebody uneducated, somebody with a sense of humor, somebody without a sense of humor. I think you've got to learn how to deal with all kinds of different people. Somebody from the countryside, somebody from the hood, somebody from the barrio, somebody from a rich neighborhood. You know, everybody's different. So I believe that, you know, coaches have to have that knack that they can relate to or find a way to relate to everybody. They don't have to live what everybody else has lived, because nobody can do that, because most of us did not live the way everybody else lives. And so that becomes a little bit of a challenge for you. But I think it's more than just what environment you were in. You know what I mean? It's an adaptable thing. It's a talent to be adaptable. You know what I'm saying?
We've heard it from some coaches talking about this player. I needed to give a hug and a pat on the back, and this one, and I need to put my foot in his rear end.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's about, like you said, being able to juggle and know how to reach the individual to get the most out of them.
Yep. Miami Kid Jay says, Big O, nothing against Herbert, but I left that game Sunday thinking our quarterback is better. I'm with you. I thought the quarterback was better before in the draft, now, during the game, and after the game. So I'm with you all the way on that one. Alex from Miami says, Big O, how do you think a female head basketball coach would react to the clueless, half-naked, perfect 10-arm candles sitting on the floor? I mean, first of all, if you think they're going to be naked, those guys will be dressed when the coach is addressing them. They'll, out of respect, the guys will probably put on towels and all of that. There'll probably be an assistant coach that comes in and says, hey, coach is going to talk to you. And so most guys, especially leaders on the teams, will probably, if anybody like wants to stand out with their balls out in the air and all of that, they'll probably get called out. Not at that moment, but once she walks out the door, one of the leaders in the locker room will probably walk over to the guy and say, hey, yo, what the hell are you doing, dude? Have some respect. So I doubt most people will act the way you're talking about, that they're all going to be hanging out, you know, with their schlongs out. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that that's something that's kind of overblown. And here's the other thing I would tell you. When you walk into a locker room, there's a misconception also. Not everybody's naked. Okay? That's the other thing. That's a lie. Yeah, there's a couple of naked guys. Yes, of course. But when you walk into a locker room, all 53 dudes are not naked. It's only a couple of guys. And normally on a post game, those guys are getting dressed somewhere else. And they're coming in semi-dressed to their lockers. They got their underwears on. They got towels. They got a shirt or something. And then they take that stuff off. Not the shirt or the underwear. They just take the towel that they have that they're drying themselves with or whatever. Throw it on the floor. Stand there. And then start to get dressed. So, you know, sometimes I think people make it sound like it's just a sausage fest all over the place. And it's really not, that's not the case in a locker room. It's a couple guys. So I would imagine that if you have a female coach, that when she is going to address players, they will cover up or they will be dressed up. Okay? So there you go. By the way, let me ask you something. It's funny because you see the sexist way of thinking, right? This guy sends in, hey, so what do you think if the female coach walks in and there's schlongs all over the place? And so she's standing there addressing people and schlongs are swinging all over the place. And guys are standing like, hey, what do you think, coach? Yeah, I'm behind you all the way, coach. No, that doesn't happen. Now, let me ask you something. Do you think Gino Auriemma walks into a bunch of naked women? Do you think Bill Laimbeer, who coaches in the WNBA, you think there's just a bunch of naked women when he walks in? Or do you think maybe an assistant coach says, hey, coach wants to dress you. They get dressed. It's funny how it's only thought of by the male one way. But they never think of the other one. And they never think that there actually could be some common decency. Yes, we know that there's the idiot, there's the Antonio Browns of the world. There's an idiot in every locker room. I get that. But more often than not, if you do have a female that is your coach, okay, if the woman needs to dress the players, trust me, they will be dressed. Because I'm sure that's what happens with men who coach women. Okay.
Not just players. Remember, we had comments about, you know, she got to see, you know, Patriot missiles up close and personal.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean,
yes.
It just doesn't apply to the players,
right.
The idiots.
Right, right. What was her name? What was the name of that woman that walked into the Patriot locker room? And then the dude, again, there's always an idiot. And then there was a dude that just wanted to, like, show off his schlong to her. Lisa Olson, I want to say. Look it up. Look up reporter that saw Patriot missile. Just put it like that. Report. I want to say it's Lisa Olson. Dude, if I nailed that, okay? I don't know if I should say nail that when we talk about a woman and a penis. I don't know. That just may not be the right thing that you should be talking about. But I want to say it's Lisa Olson. Okay? That'll be amazing if I remember that. All right. Oh, what comes first? A gay superstar comes out or a female head coach in the NFL? Oh, no, gay superstar.
I literally put it in just like that. Reporter who saw Patriot missiles up close.
And?
And? Bro, you freaking nailed it, man.
Lisa Olson?
Lisa Olson is an American sports journalist.
There you go.
Her work has been featured in the anthology.
She's a good reporter.
Patriot Missiles,
yeah.
Up close.
Yeah, she's a good reporter, man. I don't know if she's still working, but yeah, she's a good reporter. I remember.